الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد وقد قال الله تعالى في شأن حبيبه إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم وقد قال تبارك وتعالى وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداع إذا دعاني فليستجيبوني وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون صدق الله العظيم. My most respected elders and brothers, I've recited an ayat from the Holy Quran, from the second para, where Allah Ta'ala shows that the importance of an ibadat which you and I show no importance to it at all. In our eyes, this ibadat is no more in our lives. We don't show any importance to this ibadat. The way we carry on with this ibadat is that we show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we don't need Allah. We may not mention with our tongue, but the manner we continue with our lives and the way we conduct our lives is like showing Allah ta'ala, na'udhu billah, oh Allah, we don't need you. We all know in ibadat, supplication, humility is wanted. Without supplication, humility in ibadat is no ibadat. A person, no matter how much he makes ibadat, but if he does not have supplication in him and humility, then that ibadat holds no value at all in the eyes of Allah. Musa alayhi salam, Allah Ta'ala sent wahi to him. Give Musa three things I want you to do. And say that to your people also. First and foremost, I only accept that namaz which got humility in it. Everything in namaz brings about humility. Supplication only comes in namaz, in ibadat. If a person does not have humility in ibadat, in namaz, then that is no namaz. And Allah Ta'ala says, O Musa, I want that everyone who reads namaz must have humility in him. What is humility? The meaning of humility is to be totally humble in front of Allah, that, oh Allah, I did not do this, you allow me to do it. Oh Allah, I did not do this, you allowed me to do this. In humility, it means this: my namaz is nothing, but you allowed me to make that namaz. If you did not allow me to make this namaz, I would not have made this namaz. Now in ibadat, if so much of supplication and humility is wanted, then this ibadat which you and I have no more in our lives, do not show any importance to it. You know what that ibadat is? That ibadat is dua. Ibadat is dua. We have taken dua out of our lives. We do not show any importance to dua anymore. And if we are making dua also, we do not make the dua in a manner how Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us to make dua. Whereas there's nothing more. In no ibadah, the supplication and humility of the highest as it is in dua. Because when a person makes dua, he is a total humble, total supplication. Then he is so humble to that extent, like a person who is begging mercy for Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala loves that person who makes dua. Allah Ta'ala hates that person who does not make dua. Allah Ta'ala gets surprised that this person, why is not turning towards me?
Which other person can you turn towards? A person was standing in front of the Kaabatullah, 90,000 people are there. And he's making dua, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, he's crying. One sound comes out, I have not accepted your dua. People heard that I have not accepted the dua. But he continued making dua. Someone asked him, when there's no dua not accepted, why are you still making dua? He said, which other door can I make besides this door? He said, which other door besides this door can make this dua? He had to say this awaz came, tumhari dua kabul ho gayi. Your dua has been accepted. There are certain ibadat which we have, they have no conditions laid. Namaz is a condition. You can't eat namaz before time. Namaz is a condition, the clothing must be clean also. There's time for namaz. If a person begins to read namaz, zuhr time and fajr time will be accepted. One ibadat which any time you make, and that is dua. And the condition, you do not have to have wuzu also. Whenever you want to make dua, you make dua. Because the acceptance of dua is at no time being stipulated. You may be just talking something which is not relevant and something that is futile. At that time, it was acceptance of dua. And it happened that you got accepted in that manner what you spoke. Allah made you like that. You wanted it to be like that. That is why it's so important for a mu'min that everything that he utters and says, it must be not futile. It must be something relevant and something that will always help him benefit. Allah Ta'ala is so generous and so kind. There's no one more kind than Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. There's no one more generous. Allah feels so shy when a person turns toward him with his two hands and beg. Allah Ta'ala feels shy to turn away from that person. We have turned away from him. Allah has not turned away from us. Turn towards him and see how he'll give you. And he'll give you in abundance, you know. And then you say, oh Allah, I'm not fit for this thing. You're giving me more than what I'm supposed to give. One lady, you know, she was carrying her baby and she was making love to the child. So much of love that one sahabi told Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, look at that mother, so much she's loving the child. Rasulullah replied, that is only the mother that loving the child. The one who gave that love is Allah. How much of love does he have for his mother? If that mother loved that child so much, then the one who gave the love to that mother, how much of love he will have for the mu'min? Allah loves us so much, we have turned away from Allah Ta'ala. We are saying we're going through recession. We are saying we're going through difficulties and hardships. There's no recession, no difficult hardship. It is we that have caused some wrong. When will we begin to think what wrong that we are doing today in this world? You know, those days, when something goes wrong or something happens wrong, they will begin to think that what's wrong that we have done that this has caused this thing to happen. A buzruk, when he should sit in the train, he say, oh Allah, mere gunah se wajah se kisi ko takleef nahi dena. When a buzruk should sit in a transport, they don't say, oh, we are someone, because of us now everyone will be saved and protected. But they should say, oh Allah, because of us, do not put us anyone else in taklif. Sufyan Thawri rahmatullah alayhi, when the people came to the Hazrat, make dua for rain. Allah is not sending rain. He says, because of me, let me get out of this place, Allah will send rain. They were prosperous, they were everything, because they always had this quality in them that they are the one at fault. We have got this quality in them that we got everything and others are faulty. That's why we have achieved nothing. So Nabi Kareem said, oh, you are saying that mother is so kind and loving. What Allah has love for his banda, what kind of love you? He does not want to turn away that person whenever he asks for them. Allah Ta'ala feels shy for a gray beard, a white beard. If you only know that a person who got a beard and got a white beard, how much he must feel shy for Allah Ta'ala. If Allah feels shy for you, how much do you feel shy for Allah Ta'ala? And what's the meaning of feeling shy for Allah? Not to go against the law of Allah Ta'ala. To keep Allah Ta'ala happy. Everything that you do. There was one person, you know, he had a black beard. And he was passing away, but he heard that hadith, Inna Allah yastahzi min di shi'ba. Allah Ta'ala loves a gray beard. He feels shy. So he told his, you know, his sons, that put some powder at least in my beard too. The son said, you at this time to dying to you thinking like that too? He said, no, just do that. And the time when he passed away, the question was asked by the Farishtas, why did you do this? He said, I heard from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Inna Allah yastahzi min di shi'ba. Allah Ta'ala loves that person who may feel shy for that person who got gray beard. I did this with that intention. For this time, when I told Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala says, Mera banda ne sach kaha hai. He said the truth. I have forgiven him. So dua is something which we must not leave out at any time, and is something which has always made dua. Without wudu at any place or place. If you look at it, every occasion Nabi Kareem has made dua. But there's condition of dua also. There's condition for everything. The condition of dua also. You can't think, you know, sometimes a person thinks, you know, I'm making so much of dua. Why my dua is not accepted? This is our problem, that why my dua is not accepted. Why don't we think, what's wrong am I doing that my dua is not accepted? And the condition is that ya your rusul kulu min at-tayyibat wa amalu salihah. This was mentioned to the nabis of the time, the mursaleen, the rusuls. Ya your rusul kulu min at-tayyibat. All rusuls, all the mursaleen, all the nabis, kulu min at-tayyibat, only eat that which is pure. Allah Ta'ala is pure, and Allah Ta'ala only wants that which is pure. Halal. Each and every one of us ask ourselves this question, how much of halal is in our life and how much of haram is in our life? Let us not look at the next person at all. Let us ask ourselves this question, how much of haram that we got in our lives and how much halal we got. Ya ayyuhal ladhina kulu min at-tayyibati, kulu min at-tayyibati ma razaqnakum washkuru lillah. Allah Ta'ala said, oh people, what iman. كُلُوا مِنَ الطَّيِّبِ وَاشْكُرُوا لِلَّهِ وَكُلُوا مِنْ طَيِّبَاتِ مَا رَزَقْنَاكُمْ. Make eat that which is halal. Your rozi is halal. In a hadith it mentioned of a person, he's gone far and wide, and he's so tired, his work, he was really traveling far and wide, full of dust and full of mess. He was completely a distress condition, a complete distress condition, a very pathetic condition. And he's crying from Allah Ta'ala, Ya Rab, Ya Rab, Ya Rab. In the hadith it mentioned. And Allah Ta'ala says, how can I accept? And he's eating is haram. His clothing is haram. Everything is haram. Allah does not accept that. Allah Ta'ala does not accept it. Allah Ta'ala is pure. And Allah Ta'ala wants everything to be pure. So that's one condition, my dear friend, that the first and most important condition is our halal. Whether we are halal or haram, that you can ask the question. And many a time we do make those things which is haram, make it halal too, for our own benefit. So where can that become halal? When something is haram, cannot become halal. Secondly, is most important that remember Allah Ta'ala in a good condition. Do not look only remember Allah Ta'ala in a bad condition. When you remember Allah Ta'ala in a good condition, Allah gave you wealth, Allah Ta'ala gave you health, Allah Ta'ala gave you the best. Remember Allah Ta'ala too much there. Remember Allah more and more at the time when you're in good condition. Allah Ta'ala says, when that person who remembers me in his good condition, I will remember him in his bad conditions. We are in this condition today when Allah Ta'ala gives us everything at the best, we forget Allah Ta'ala. We forget everything that we feel we are deserving this thing. We don't deserve anything. It is through his mercy Allah has given us. So in our good condition, when we're going through all the best of this world, at that occasion we must make more shukr to Allah Ta'ala, make dua to Allah Ta'ala more and more. To show Allah Ta'ala that you are more content and more grateful. Then when you are asking Allah Ta'ala in a bad condition, because you ask in a good condition, Allah Ta'ala will not forget in a bad condition. Allah Ta'ala will not forget in a bad condition. In other words, dua is supposed to be made every moment, every second, every occasion. You must show Allah Ta'ala you're depending on Allah Ta'ala. Oh Allah, I depend on you. Even to ask for a shoelace too, oh Allah. You show Allah Ta'ala you need Him in every occasion. You need Him in every moment. Oh Allah, I need you. Even if you're walking with a stick too, if you've got a gun in your hand too, oh Allah, the gun is in my hand, but I need you. You're going to fight someone too, you cannot fight him, oh Allah, I need your help. If Allah is with you, then everything is with you. The dua has to be made at all times, every occasion. In other words, you not rely on your strength. You not rely on anything else. You rely on a dua of Allah Ta'ala and the relation of Allah Ta'ala. So in a bad condition, only to remember Allah Ta'ala. And in a good condition, don't remember Allah Ta'ala. That is a hypocrite. But a person who remembers Allah Ta'ala in a good condition all the time, Allah Ta'ala is giving him to Allah. I thank you. You make dua all the time. And that, in that way, in a bad condition, Allah Ta'ala remembers you. Then dua also, you will know how to make dua. Like one Sahabi came to the masjid and he said, Rabbi Filli Warhamni after Salah. Nabi Karim said, Ya or no. Your dua will not be accepted. He said, when you make dua, first and foremost thing, you must make the hamd of Allah Ta'ala, the praise of Allah Ta'ala. The praise of Allah Ta'ala. Praise Him, praise Allah. The more you praise, the more little that praise is. Any kind of praise is no praise to Allah Ta'ala. Allah Ghaniyun Hamid, Allah is most independent, Allah Ta'ala. Even if you don't want to praise Him, you have to praise Him, you're forced to praise Him. Praise Allah Ta'ala. Then Nabi Karim said, read the durood to me, durood to Rasulullah Sallallahu. A person when reads the beginning durood of the, and the end after dua, he may durood again. That in, if the beginning is accepted, the end is accepted, it's obvious the center is also accepted. So another Sahabi came and he sat down in the mosque. And he read dua, made dua, dua is first of all, what he read? He read the durood and then Alhamdulillah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Nabi Karim heard this, he says, now you can make dua, Allah will accept your dua. So there's a way of making dua. Everything is a way of making dua. And every occasion must accept to make dua and you must show Allah ta'ala, you need Allah ta'ala. Musa alayhi salam, there was so much of no rain, going outside to make dua for rain, crying. Musa alayhi salam, and remember, do not worry about when dua get accepted. Our relation with Allah Ta'ala is not for today. Our relation with Allah Ta'ala is lifelong. It is wrong for a person to make dua for a few days and sit down. That is like asking Allah Ta'ala, inviting the wrath of Allah Ta'ala. Dua should be made all the time. When it is accepted, Allah knows best what is good for us. He knows what is good for us. We must make dua all the time. But Allah Ta'ala does not like that person who makes dua and then he sits down. Why my dua is not accepted? His dua is accepted. But Allah Ta'ala knows what is when and when he should be given whatever he can. Musa alayhi salam made dua. You must know his kalimullah. He spoke to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The big crowd is there. They're making dua for rain. Allah Ta'ala said, oh Musa, I will not send rain. Ya Allah, why? There is a person in your company who's a tail-bearing person, carrying tails from here and there. This is why your dua is not accepted today too. We carry tails from one place to another. We got this habit in us. We carry tails from one another. He says, there's a person in your crowd who has got the habit of carrying tails from here and there. That's why I will not accept a dua. Now Musa asks, Ya Allah, who is that person? Allah says, oh Musa, that which I don't like to do, you want me to do it? I don't like to carry tail. I do not want you to do those things. You want me to do it? Then Musa announced, who is that person who's got this habit in him? Please come out of this crowd. Now if I have to say, yeah, who's the person? Would anyone wake up? No one going to wake up. So who do you think that time that person got up? He never got up. But what he did? Straight away after rain came down, Musa asked, Ya Allah, what is this? You said no rain and now rain came down. Oh Musa, because of him I sent rain down. I sent rain because of him. Ya Allah, what happened? He cried in front of me and said, oh Allah, all this time you have sealed me. You have sealed me. You have not opened this ebb of my fault of mine. Oh Allah, do not open my fault. I make tawbah in front of you. So because of that, Allah Ta'ala said, Isa alayhi salam, in his time, famine, Allahu Akbar. Famine, people had no food. They were eating human beings. They were eating one another, eating children, eating that condition. Allah Ta'ala Hamari Father. Just imagine that condition was the time of Isa alayhi salam. Isa al-Islam made dua, not accepted. Isa al-Islam thereafter announced from all this crowd, the whole crowd here, anyone who's a sinner must get out of this crowd. Now, if I have to make the announcement, who will wake up? Everyone will walk out? The speaker himself will walk out? Isa al-Islam made announcement, all you sinners go out of this crowd. Everyone went out, only one person was there. And that too, he had only one eye by him. One eye. Isa al-Islam asked him that you did not commit any sin in your life. He said, I'm going to tell you this, my story. If you tell me the sin, then I'll walk away also. He said, tell me what it is. He says, one day, I was about to look at a woman. And it so happened that this moment I looked at the woman and turned quickly, I said, what is this? A fear of Allah came into me that you're going to be answered Allah. How can you do this? And straightway I looked down. But because I committed this crime, I took this eye of mine and took it out and threw it away. Okay, ya Allah, this eye cannot fit to be in my body because I committed a guna. Isa al-Islam said, you make dua and I say Ameen, Allah will accept the dua. You make dua and I say Ameen, Allah will accept. My dear friend, from this what do we come to know? Allah will accept our dua as long as we follow the conditions. We must keep Allah Ta'ala happy. If we committed sins, make tawbah in Allah Ta'ala. But do not go back to those sins. Carrying tales from one another is also a means of a person's dua not being accepted. And always remember, dua is accepted. But in different ways. Many a time the dua that what you ask for Allah Ta'ala, this is not good for him. Let me give him something better than this. Many a time you ask Allah Ta'ala for certainty, Allah Ta'ala, no, I do not want to give him here, I want to store it for him the year after. I want to store it for him the year after. That is why on the day of Qiyamah, Allah Ta'ala will tell you, you know, you made this dua, I did not give in the world. Ya Allah, yes, well, I've stored this for you. Now when Allah Ta'ala reminds you all this, Ya Allah, I did that also. He said, yeah, you did that, but you did not make sabr. Had you made sabr, then I would have given you everything. At that occasion, you will think that, Ya Allah, if my dua was not accepted in this world, how nice I have got everything there. So many a times, when a person makes a dua, his dua is definitely accepted, but in a different manner. A big calamity was supposed to come unto him. A big difficulty was supposed to come upon him. But because that dua, Allah Ta'ala accepted this dua in a manner that he removed that calamity and difficulty. So Allah Ta'ala always accepts our dua. We must turn toward Allah Ta'ala. To make dua to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala. Hameh dua karne ki tawfiq naseeb farma. And the way Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi taught us, not that after first namaz when you see people here, whether we finish on time or after time, you still feel people that the way they read that namaz, that after sunnah, they just run away from the masjid, ya Allah, I do not need you. Remember, make dua all the time. This may be the time for the dua to be accepted, and you lost this by not making dua. And there is a manner of making dua. Many a time a person lifts his hand up like this. He put his hand like this. There's no way this. Show Allah Ta'ala you're a mercy, begging his mercy. A beggar will never come to your house and make like this. He'll come and beg in front of you. He come and beg in front of you. We are beggars in Allah. We are beggars in Allah Ta'ala. When you make dua, lift up like that. And don't do like this. How people do like this? No. The correct manner is to close as you show Allah Ta'ala you make dua in this manner. In this way, you make dua, Allah Ta'ala hame amal karne ki tawfiq ata farmaye. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.
Syntax CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.